Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 23rd of February. There you are. Got the date right, Kev. I got the date right. Right, quick one again today. I've been testing bots and things, so I've been extremely busy. Right, where are we? I've not been doing Chrissy's, have I? I do apologise, Chrissy. I've not been doing Chrissy's, but I've got to get some order to this. But Chrissy has got three up for today. The Nap is the home win, Hatafi versus Sevilla. That's the Nap, the home win, Hatafi Sevilla. And then he's got a backer home win in Fenerbahce versus Galatasaray. And both teams to score in Armenia Byfield versus Hanover. Again, they're at your own risk, own peril, as I say. Like my 70-minute bets, I had an email about them. What have I put up? About 8 bets. We're on a little run of 4 or 5 losers. They are coin flip bets, sort of even money, 1.9 to 2.2-ish, you will have runs of losers. And you don't have to do them. I'm only putting them on there so I can track them myself. Just leave them. Just have a look. Don't have to jump in. People go, oh, he didn't get a goal. He's fucking shit, isn't he? Relax yourselves, honestly. What is going on? McIlroy getting well and truly stuffed. Massive overreaction, honestly. Massive overreaction, I told you all. In the old golf, you can't go wrong laying McIlroy when he leads first round. And laid at 2.4, he's now back out to 10.5. And he will not be winning, trust me. I made a prediction, which I have got on WhatsApp somewhere, to one of my friends, that Justin Thomas will be the player that rises for me and dominates the number one position and golf for a bit. And sure enough, there he is leading. I might be proven wrong, but I think of all that batch, Kupka's obviously very good, but he's tends to focus on the majors more. But actual week in, week out, I think Justin Thomas is the most solid golfer out there. And I think he's only going to get a bit better. I don't doubt that any of the others, McIlroy, Johnson, on their day when they play really well, are as good as anybody, if not better. But I think week in, week out, when you're looking for solid front runner, not scared of losing, all tracks, Justin Thomas for me is a fantastic golfer. I'll be very surprised if he doesn't go on and win that tonight. Patrick Reed's a bit of a dogfighter, to be fair, but I'll be surprised if Justin Thomas doesn't go on and win that. But your little Irishman will not be winning that tonight. Right, I've got some horses here. Let's have a look. It's horrible again, isn't it, this weather? I mean, you do wonder whether it's worth it. While I'm on horses, the automation for RTS Racing. Right, just to clarify, because I have said this, but to clarify, there are 30 places. You must be an RTS Racing member. The initial 30 places, anybody who uses this, it's for members of RTS Racing. It's not something separate. Basically, we provide systems and macros on RTS Racing or FTS Racing. And at the minute, people have to download sheets and put those bets on manually. It literally will send them to a copy of BetEngine. You won't have to do anything. You won't have to download sheets, click macros. It will bet everything automatically. They're the macros that won 219 points last year. I'll be honest with you, they've had a bit of a dodgy time this period, but it is a long-term thing, and that's the idea with the bot. There's no emotion. You plug it in and let it run every day. Initially, 30 spots, because we want to test it with numbers and check the problems that people have, or my bot didn't start, or I didn't get that selection, anything that may happen. We've tested it here, it's all working perfectly well, but obviously when you open it to more people, just the setup, my bot turned off at night, whatever it may be, make sure everybody's got it ticking over and running 24/7, then we will add more. But you must be an FTS Racing member first. I'm not even sure we got 30 members, so it may be that everybody who currently is gets it, but it will be first come, first serve for those 30. It will go up on Tuesday, round about 11 o'clock. I will put the link online, I'll post it on Twitter, and I'll send an email out. But, as I say, it is only for members of FTS Racing. 30 spots initially. If you're a member of FTS Racing, you don't get one of those 30 spots. Once we've done a couple, 2-3 weeks of testing with these guys and know it works, we will then open it up to more people. But anybody who wants the automated side, it's not a separate thing. It is for members of FTS Racing. So you would have to join that and then get the automation. But initially it's for existing members. I think I've done that to death, but hopefully I'm clear because I'm getting loads of queries about it. So that will go Tuesday round about 11 o'clock. If anybody is interested. Right, what else we got? Right, horses, that's what I was doing, wasn't it? I was doing horses. Spurs were shit yesterday, weren't they? Fucking dreadful we are. We are dreadful, and it's nothing to do with Mourinho. It's the state that Argentinian fraud left us in. And it's going to take a good couple of years to sort out for us. It's going to take us a good couple of years to sort out. Right, where am I? Here we go. Let's get some prices for you. Horse racing. Right. Oh. Right, a small bet on any second now. Small win bet on any second now at NAS. And a small win and place bet in Yafford de Doe in the 340 at NAS. Yafford de Doe. So, small win bet any second now at 210. Small win and place in the 340 Yafford de Doe at NAS. And there is another one at NAS, actually. We'll have them as well. Small win and place Aaron's Day. In fact, that's a fair win and place, a decent, not a bad win and place. Aaron's Day in the 440 at NAS. So all three at NAS. 440 Aaron's Day, reasonable win and place bet. And then small win and place Yafa Dado in the 340 and a small win bet in the 210 any second now. I've given you Chrissy's horses. Right, for me, couple of games, few games in Italy. People just watch those being postponed because of the coronavirus and things going on there, and they're banning sort of going out in public and trying to contain it. It's getting a bit more widespread now, isn't it? Unfortunately, but a first half goal at Extremadura versus Mirandes in the 5:15. Extremadura Mirandes. In the Segunda Division at 5:15, 0-0, 20 minutes, then drip back or drip lay 0.5 first half goals in Mirandes. And that is it, because the other one was in at Torino, but that's been called off now, so I've got no bet there. That is it, Extremadura. I've given you Chrissy's, I've given you horses, I've explained RTS Racing, I've told you McElroy's crap, Spurs are crap. That's it. Have a lovely Sunday. Enjoy yourselves. Be careful if you're going outside. It's horrendously windy here. Just be careful. And I will speak to you all tomorrow morning.